On Tuesday, the Arkansas Public Service Commission will hear comments on proposed changes to the state's renewable energy development law. As Jacqueline Froelich with Arkansas Public Media reports, one change may force grid-tied solar customers to pay special fees.
Pat Costner, a retired Greenpeace international scientist, walks beneath three large solar arrays on her rural Carroll County homestead to show us her electrical meter.
It tells me whether if I'm hooked to the grid. It tells me whether I'm buying or selling.
The smart net meter spins backwards today, not forwards, indicating she's transmitting excess solar energy into the electrical grid. In exchange, she receives monthly kilowatt credits from her utility, Carroll Electric Cooperative, which she uses on cloudy days when not generating power. Inside her air-conditioned home, Pat Costner explains her 3.3-kilowatt system, which cost her $30,000 to install, was a first for Carroll Electric.
They sent truckloads of men out here to look at my system and, you know, poke at it.
But now, Costner worries state regulators and utilities are poking at Arkansas's net metering law. Last year, the Arkansas legislature directed the Arkansas Public Service Commission to assess costs and benefits of rules and rates regarding Act 827. At issue are solar system size limits, and if the state's 500 grid-tied solar customers should pay surcharges for grid management, since they themselves are producers, on top of their monthly use fees. Arkansas Public Service Commission in April established a public comment docket for utilities, industry customers, and environmental activists to formally weigh in. Currently, more than 40 states allow net metering. Surcharges have been proposed in a dozen states, but so far few have implemented them. Tyson Grinstead with the Alliance for Solar Choice says that's because net metering benefits all electricity users, pointing to a Mississippi Public Service Commission study as proof.
So essentially their major finding was that net metering put a downward pressure on rates for citizens in Mississippi.
When energy demand peaks during extreme heat or cold, utilities have to purchase additional energy for customers at higher rates. The Mississippi study also found that distributed energy from on-site solar systems may reduce wear and tear on electrical transmission facilities caused by fluctuating demand. Southwestern Electric Power Company is among 22 Arkansas utilities serving net metering customers that are party to the Public Service Commission debate on net metering in Arkansas. We queried spokesperson Peter Main, who declined to comment for now. That's because SWEPCO this autumn will participate in a Public Service Commission-facilitated net metering working group of diverse stakeholders. Recommendations are expected later next year, but until then, solar development in Arkansas could stall. Jordan Haas is representative with Solar Energy Arkansas, which designs commercial and industrial solar systems.
We have 6 megawatts of customers in queue pending right now, and a lot of that is actually waiting on clarification of the legislation that's passed regarding net metering.
Haas and others say the cost of individual photovoltaic systems has become much more affordable in recent years, with quicker returns on investments due in part to the absence of monthly surcharges. But if Arkansas utilities are allowed to impose fees on small-scale solar producers, opponents say that will dim development. I'm Jacqueline Froelich reporting for Arkansas Public Media.
Arkansas Public Media is a statewide reporting project funded by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting and public radio stations like yours. Like our Facebook page, Arkansas Public Media.